Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell with you, and in studio, a couple of fine, upstanding representatives of the athletic department at the University of Maine, Associate Athletic Directors Seth Woodcock and Will Bieberstein here in studio. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks. Glad to be here.
I want to talk about some big events coming up for the Maine Black Bear football team, but before we do, let's talk about last weekend and what a great atmosphere it was for the Maine game with 9,000 plus in the stands and several thousand more out in the tailgate.
Well, you know, Rich, it was a fantastic atmosphere. You're absolutely right, and it's always good when we add a W to that atmosphere, right?
Yes.
But we've had great football weather. You know, we were just talking about it today. You know, we were around campus. Really helped, you know, just to the atmosphere on campus. I mean, when you come to the University of Maine in October, or Maine in general October, it's a pretty special place, you know, and you look around campus and the trees are bright and the weather's, you know, that fall crisp air. It just feels like football, feels like homecoming. And clearly our fans and supporters felt the same way. And our team, by the way, they played that day. So we had 9,200 plus ticketed fans for that game. We had a huge tailgate. Just a really great homecoming atmosphere.
It sure was. And now another big event coming up. Now, the Bears will be back home in a couple of weeks to play host to William & Mary. But then the month of November with a couple of very, very interesting opportunities for fans. Let's start with Portland, November 4th. The first time the Black Bears have played in Portland in some time. Bob Lucy had to remind me that Maine football is riding a five-game Portland win streak.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Well, yep. Did you know we're on a five-game win streak?
I didn't realize it was 5 years. Yes. I believe it was 05, though, that was the last time we played down there.
I think so, yeah.
Well, first off, we're just, really excited to bring our programs to other parts of the state. And we've talked about it a lot, Rich, but we're the only Division I program in the state of Maine. And that's pretty unique when you look around the country. And for us, that bears a lot of responsibilities, too. And an important piece of that is bringing our program and our product out to the people of the state of Maine and all the different corners of Maine. So we're playing a football game down in Portland for the first time in a while. I'm glad to see that we've got a winning record down there. And Will and a bunch of guys in our team have worked really closely with the city of Portland to make this a reality. And we're really excited about going down there in a couple weeks.
Well, and it's potentially a huge game as well. I mean, anytime you play a conference game, it's big. And when you play Delaware, that's been a great rivalry through the years. But for one or both of these teams, this could have some big playoff implications.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, down in Portland, we're really looking to have a home field advantage. Right now, we're looking at over 6,000 tickets out. Portland Fire Department's telling us that we can get to 9,000, and that's our goal, is to build this game out, really make a home field advantage for the University of Maine playing Delaware, and really show Portland what Maine athletics is about.
Now, we had a great experience down there for the spring scrimmage. Even though it was kind of a rainy day, we had a blast down there. It was a terrific time. And so for people who might not be sure, I know the first concern people have is, well, there's no parking. Like, I'm lazy as the next guy, and I've got to carry a lot of equipment. And there is parking. You just got to be smart about it and know where to go.
That's right. You know, and I think anyone who's been around a bit, not only in Maine, but outside of Maine, knows that some of these sporting venues, parking's an issue, right? So yeah. There is parking all around the stadium. You just got to be a little more creative sometimes. It's not your typical, here are the seven huge areas to park. But you'll find as you get around the stadium, there are places to put your car. And on game days down there, you know, look at a Sea Dogs game, for example. A lot of the private, you know, companies and areas down there, they open up their parking lots and they charge, you know, minimal fees for folks to park. So I don't think you're going to find it to be any different than trying to get onto this island, you know, when you're waiting for an hour or so to get to a game. So in addition to that, Rich, you know, we have some prime parking and breaking news for you this afternoon.
Excellent. So we like that.
We've worked closely with the city of Portland. I really got to give a lot of kudos to Will and the city for coming together and figuring out a way that we could not only play a football game in Portland, but create a real college atmosphere, college game day atmosphere. A big piece of that for us is the tailgating experience. So we're announcing tonight that there will be tailgating at the Portland football game. It'll be what's called the Fitzpatrick Stadium lot. So if you can figure it out, it's pretty close to the stadium, right there by King Middle School off Deering Ave. And $10 parking to get in there. It'll open 3 hours before kickoff. We kick off at 2, so you can make your way in there at 11 o'clock. BYOB, we've got the state liquor permits are all clear. Nice. And if you want to bring a tent, you can bring a 10x10 tent, and you can purchase a second spot. So for $10 for each area, you get the best parking you can possibly have. I mean, literally,
fantastic.
10 steps to the bleachers, right? Well,
oh, easily 10 steps. great atmosphere to build it up right next to the field, great parking. We're really looking forward to it. A lot of work with the city of Portland, but creating that game day atmosphere. So it is like coming to a game in Orno, but right next to the field, we're looking at about 130 spots. So you want to be ready to go and have that grill fired up and get ready for game day.
Well, a beautiful new turf there as well. So the stadium is ready for this. I think it's going to be a great time. And, you know, for anybody, it's funny. I talked to some alums who were up last week for homecoming and some who hadn't been there for, well, Mike Flynn, for one, who said, I haven't been up here in 7 years. There was nothing like this when I played at Maine. And I think people are shocked and pleasantly surprised at how great that game day atmosphere has become. So to take that and transfer it down to Portland, and for some fans that might not make that trek up to Orono, it's just going to be a terrific thing.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a graduate, 1999. I agree with Flinny. And I was just saying the same thing to Carlton and Will and Jack today. It's amazing to me how far the game day experience has come, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years. And we're calling on our fans up here. I mean, this is a home game. You know, we just as we ask folks to drive to Orono to come to our games, we're asking you to come down to Portland. And you know, after this weekend, what's clear to me, we have some folks that know how to tailgate up here. So we're hoping they'll come down there and be the ones that really give us that game day atmosphere.
I'm glad you said that, because you always hear fans up here say, what's wrong with those Portland people? Why can't they drive? It's only 2 hours. Now's your opportunity to show them how easy it is. Everybody who comes to the games in Orono, head down the turnpike 2 hours and cheer on the Black Bears against the Blue Hens.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of special prizes we're going to give out. We got Coach Kaz and some celebrity guests that will award four tickets to the Fenway game for UMass versus Maine on November 11th as the best tailgate prize for Portland. And second place will be four center ice tickets for Maine versus BU in Portland on 11/18. So you come there, show you, it's going to be whoever has the best Maine spirit with their tailgate. We'll give out some tickets, have some fun with it, and just hopefully, you know, what's, and again, Rich, to echo what you said earlier, this is not just a game in Portland. This is a conference game. This is a big deal. The commissioner of the conference is going to be there. It's a big game, and Joe, Coach Arasimiak, and their team's done a great job adjusting to this as kind of a home away from home for this game.
So for anybody who wants to get tickets, Will, what's the easiest way to do that?
That is to call 581-BEAR.
Simple as that.
Pretty simple, and tickets are really affordable. You buy them in advance, it's $10. Day of the game, it's $15. So the whole attitude around this is really to get as many people out, support the program. It's not to, you know, sell a $20 ticket. It's making it affordable for fans, make a great game day experience. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. We're actually trucking in a portable video board.
Nice.
So we're building it out. We have, you know, we got to bring in QB clocks because high school doesn't use the QB clocks. So we're building that infrastructure out so we can have that replay atmosphere, the QB clocks. Of course, we got other pieces like the officials replay with DV Sport that we have to institute for the officials because it is a league game. And we're also the CAA Game of the Week.
Fantastic.
So expectations are going to be pretty high for the Black Bears all the way around.
So obviously, if we can get 9,000 people down there, this is something that you'll want to do again.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the million-dollar question. We got to look at it year to year. You know, certainly logistically, there are some issues with going down there and playing. It's different. You know, we've got to bring our staff down there, Will and his team, and just the things he's talking about today, QB clocks. I mean, Fitzpatrick isn't built right now to play college football games every weekend. So there's a lot of work that goes along and a lot of resources we have to commit to that. But, you know, we're committed to expanding our programs throughout the state of Maine. And if playing football in Portland once a year makes sense, we're going to keep doing that. And we're going to bring quality opponents there and a great game day atmosphere and give our fans and the fans in that region a wonderful opportunity to see Black Bear football. And I think, you know, touching upon Will and the ticket prices, that was an intentional decision. I mean, $10 general admission tickets to a college football game. And Rich, you know, we're CAA football fans in this room, right?
Absolutely.
I tell all my friends, if you love football, you got to come check these games out. You've got NFL players, you've got hard hits, you've got speed, you've got great athletes. It's good football. And the more we can build that up around the state and throughout the country, you know, the more that the CAA, our level of football and University of Maine football is going to be better in the long run.
Well, and I can't say this with Joe around because, you know, he didn't want to hear any of this kind of talk, but when Maine goes out and beats Albany this week and then comes back and beats William and Mary, all of a sudden they're right in the thick of the playoff hunt in November becomes huge. And it's potentially as great a month of Maine football as I can remember. You've got the game in Portland to start the month. The next week, you've got the Fenway game with UMass. And by the way, as I've said to the UMass guys, a chance for Maine to beat UMass in the two biggest venues in the state of Massachusetts, having already kicked their butt at Gillette. Now we beat them at Fenway, and all that's left is an arena game at the Garden. And then you got...
Will, would you get on the schedule on that one? I'm really not gonna...
And then you've got Stony Brook for a potentially huge regular season finale back up at Alphonse Stadium.
It's really shaping up, you know, and I'm with Joe. I think all of us in the athletic department, we aren't in the business of predictions, but I think it's shaping up to be an unbelievable November, not just for football, but for our entire athletic department. And you look at, you know, playing Boston University in hockey in Portland, then getting on a plane and flying to Ireland to play in the Friendship Four. It's a really terrific month for college sports. We couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah, and this weekend, too, want to mention while you're here, great hockey coming up with Miami of Ohio coming to town.
Definitely. We're excited. Hopefully we can fill the barn and give the student-athletes a great, great crowd to push them on and get two W's this weekend.
And by the way, while we're talking hockey, you got a women's program that people need to get up and watch because they are playing terrific hockey and have some incredibly talented freshmen.
You know, Rich, I just was going to chime in on that. I mean, our women's team was getting some votes for some national rankings. They knocked off the at the time, number 10 team in the country this weekend and lost 1-0. And they're really putting out a great product. And I know how hard that coaching staff has worked. And to watch those young student-athletes kind of get things going the right way this year right out of the gates, really exciting. You know, and we put in a lot of work for our entire student-athlete population and our coaches. I mean, there aren't one set of coaches working harder than another, you know. They're all working their rear ends off and all 17 of our programs. So it's exciting time to be working at Maine.
Will, while you're here too, I know you do a tremendous amount of work putting together the schedule for football. And the word came out recently that a little bit of a change for the 2019 season, necessitated by UMass wanting to juggle the schedule a little bit. And so what's ahead for Maine the next two seasons in terms of FBS opponents?
Well, I can answer that we'll be playing Liberty in place of UMass right now. So as we do the Rubik's Cube of college football scheduling, a lot of the times it gets a little complicated behind the scenes as especially with UMass and Liberty both being independent FBS schools. They've, since Liberty just made the jump from FBS to FCS, Ian McCall's been working with the UMass AD to try to learn the scheduling ropes and how to figure it out. And UMass called us and said, hey, any chance you can move from week one to week two? And unfortunately, we couldn't make that adjustment because we want to be good partners, because why we made the adjustment, you know, with UMass before, because originally for the Fenway game, we weren't supposed to play in November. And then because of our willingness to be good partners, we had the Fenway game kind of land in our lap. So we want to continue that good partnership with UMass. Obviously, it's a regional trip for us. So when their athletic director gave me a call and said, hey, you got any flexibility for week two? I'm like, no, we can't do that right now. But a couple weeks later, he goes, I know you wanted to play Liberty. I know you reached out to Ian. And I'm like, well, yeah, I was reaching out. There's a main tie there with Ian McCall. And he goes, what do you think about subbing UMass for Liberty into the schedule? And I'm like, well, let me check into things. And so we're going to make it happen in 2019. So it's an exciting trip. And
Georgia Southern that year as well.
Correct. So there'll be some Southern trips on our schedule. Not that we're not used to that. Obviously, everywhere we go from here is south. But some great campuses and some great experiences. Obviously, the Black Bears have some history with Georgia Southern playing in the playoffs that you have witnessed a couple times I have witnessed. So, it's scheduling shaping up, and we're looking forward to it.
And next year, Central Michigan and Western Kentucky?
That sounds right. I'm a little rusty on what's next year because I'm looking at like 2022 and 23.
Now,
so
with UMass, and I know that you guys had talked about making up that game. So is 20 a possibility for that UMass game?
20 is not currently a possibility. It's just one of those situations where we got to see where we can fit it with what they can fit it. And a lot of the times, especially with UMass, or like we used to have BC on the schedule a lot, they don't want to have back-to-back years or reoccurring years just because of the fan base and the ticket sales. So we try to mix it up a little bit. And obviously, from our perspective, as UMaine Athletics, we like to try to stay regional because we can, if we can get a bus trip, but there's, you know, a very small amount of FBS schools out there that we can hop on the bus and get that game in. But we like to stay in the New England footprint because a lot of our recruiting that, that the coaches are out doing is in that region and in that footprint, so we can showcase how good of football we are playing at the University of Maine and the CAA and how competitive we are. So really, we try to stay regional and get one of those games close by, and then obviously because of proximity, we have to spread out a little bit across the country. And unfortunately, in 19, like you said, we have two flights, but again, they're great opponents, and we're looking forward to getting there to 2019, but we got to finish this campaign.
Yeah, I hope UMass answers the phone after the Blackbears beat them at Fenway.
Yeah, you know, there's a history there, Rich. You know, we schedule these games and we go down and play well. Or, you know, I'm not sure Mississippi State's called us very many times. I got to give a lot of kudos to the guys that do the scheduling. That was really eye-opening, you know, going into working in college athletics. We're used to kind of picking up the schedule each year and seeing it. But the strategy behind it, the relationships that matter, it's really fascinating when you look at it.
Well, first order of business of this game down in Portland, a great opportunity for fans all over the state and through the rest of New England. November 4th, I love the 2 o'clock start down in Portland as Maine takes on Delaware. And the great news today that there will be tailgating. So again, for people to get their hands on the best parking spots, what do they need to do?
You need to show up at 11 o'clock, Fitzpatrick parking lot. Bring your grills, bring your meat, bring your beverages, and bring your game day atmosphere, and of course, bring all your Black Bear gear, and hopefully we'll get out of Portland with a win and go from there.
That sounds great. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seth Woodcock, Will Bieberstein from the University of Maine Athletic Department here on Downtown.